Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets on this Thursday morning is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like, from what I can tell, USDA took a pretty significant swing at it when it comes to corn.
Yeah, they sure did, and they're reflecting the crop conditions decline for 4 weeks in a row, I suppose. The yield actually at 153 is about comparable to a year ago, so I think we need to keep in mind that a year ago our starting point was much higher. So a 12.9 billion bushel corn crop, harvested acres, came down 500 million. But notice that the use, feed use, ethanol, exports, food use, all were lower as well. But I think the market reaction is going to be really pretty friendly, up 20 to 30 cents, and really based on the fact that most people think this is the highest production we'll see for the year.
Yeah, that 345 million bushels in demand destruction really caught my eye as well, and we'll have to keep a close eye on that because if that were to come back, we could see some pretty impressive prices.
Yeah, USDA did raise prices on their price projection for the year as well. So,
turn our attention to the beans, and USDA reflected July weather there as well, it looks like.
Yeah, they sure did. Came in just a hair over 3 billion bushel. That was below the lowest trade estimate. The yield, 2 bushels less than a year ago. Again, crush down 20, exports down a huge 95 million bushel, however. Will be up somewhere between a nickel and 40 cents. And 70 cents. I don't think if we hit limit gains on the beans that those will be long-lived.
Turn your attention to the wheat, please.
The wheat market, again, we got some friendly news there with exports down just 50 million. I know the trade was looking for something a little less than that, ending stock 671 million. We'll be up about 20, maybe as much as 30 cents.
Had export sales reports out this week. Really, they weren't a whole lot to write about home about, if you really get down to it.
They weren't a whole lot to write home about, and USDA's other numbers will certainly trump these. I like that we had corn exports on the new crop and new crop bean exports up there close to 13 million bushel.
Let's turn our attention to the livestock side then, please.
We'll see a higher cattle market really based on the fact that cash has not traded thus far this week and packers are short, but we'll be up 10, maybe as much as 50 cents. On the hog side of things, I think we'll see a mixed market. I did not like the gaps lower there. Probably be up a dime, maybe down as much as 30 or 40 cents.
Thank you very much, Ellen.
All right, thank you.
That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. All the key numbers from today's USDA reports on our website at WILLAG.org. You can also subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter there. When we send that letter out, and it's on its way this morning, a lot of additional information about the